You are listening to Creative Voice Radio with Gwen Fox. Discover the creative voice within. Tune in monthly as Gwen joins Dr. Pat to inspire artists to believe in themselves and their creative abilities. Do you have fears of your work being good enough? Of daring to share your vision? Creative Voice Radio helps you discover the creative voice within to say yes to the things that you fear by making the connection between art and spirituality, empowering artists to dream big. Now let's get started.
Wow. Hey, everybody. Welcome. We're going to have, listen, I get to do this show with Gwen Fox today, Creative Voice Radio, Gwen Fox, Discover Your Creative Genius Within. So today I get to introduce all of you to who she is. But even if I were to spend the whole entire hour doing that, it wouldn't cover it. Because when we talk about folks or introduce them based on the body of work they do in the world, it only scratches the surface on who folks really are. That's why this incredible series radio show that Gwen's going to be doing, this idea of creative voice, is something that is so powerful, so important in the world today, and so much so that as we think about the depth and the breadth of what that means, we're not just talking about her fantastic art that she does. We're also talking about the way that she works with other people to help them express themselves, to help them bring their art forward, to help them bring that voice forward. But more than that, every one of us has our journey that we take, and things show up at different point in times in our lives. And it calls us to step out of the small scope of who we think we are, but more importantly, to step fully into who we can become. That's what she is, and that's what she does. She coaches other artists to become the artist they've always dreamed of being. You know, she teaches workshops. I'm telling you, this is something for me I'm so excited to talk about. But when we think about what her message is, it's confidence, it's courage, and a belief in self. These are the hallmarks of her coaching ability. These are the hallmarks of what she does to help people fully express. And today, that's part of what we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about creativity, but I'm also going to talk about how working with her has helped me personally look at where we are going with our upcoming crowdfunding campaign and fully understand that the world we live in today, where almost every part of what we express and how we express it could become in jeopardy for us. Gwen, great to have you. Awesome show, kicking it off, having some fun, right?
Hey, this is awesome. Thank you so much. That was so good. I think I'm going to go out, come back in. That sounded great. Thank you.
But what folks don't know about this is they think when we do these shows that, okay, here you and I are, and we just show up. But that's not how we roll.
No.
That's not what we do here. You and I get to spend time. We get to learn about each other. And what I want to talk about and kick it off is you naturally show up as a creative being. Many people, out of their mouths, may be intimidated by you, the artist. They may be intimidated by me, the radio host, but creativity resides in all of us. So let's talk about this from your perspective. Where does creativity come from?
Oh, creativity comes from inside who we are. I mean, it's okay. Creativity is in all of us. It's in our DNA. It's everybody has it. It's not just a few. You know, because people think, oh, you're an artist. Oh, you know, they're in this section and I'm over here. No, you have just as much talent. It may be in something different, but it comes from inside. It comes from looking and doing that journey on the inside. You know, creativity is an inside job.
You know, from your perspective, what do you think contributes to so many people? And, you know, I work mostly with women, so my focus is really in the arena of women.
Too.
Men may be different. But what is it about us where when you say to someone, hey, come join me in this creative session or come to one of my workshops, almost the number one thing that they say, and if they don't say it, they're thinking it, is like, oh, my gosh, I am so not creative, right?
You got it.
How do you respond to that? What is, when you hear that, right? What does it bring you back to about yourself? What does it bring you back to about what to say to folks to perhaps open them up to feel their heart around this?
Boy, that's a really good question, because we all have trouble with that. I think that going into a new situation, we're very afraid. It's different. And I will watch the students come in after they've agreed, of course, to come. And they will, the ones that are the most fearful sit at the very back. And that is one of those things that... It's to kind of hide. And sometimes they sit back there and I know exactly what they're thinking. They're thinking, okay, I've wanted to be creative forever. Now I'm going to prove to myself that this is just a game and I can get this over with. And by the end of the class, the light bulb comes on and there they are. They're hooked. Because they know they're creative. They know that there's something inside that is just awesome. And they've just attached to it. But when they're kind of saying, oh, I don't have a creative bone in my body, or I can't draw a straight line, I can't either.
Right. But we have these stories, right? That somewhere along the way, somebody has said something to us or somebody has told us something about ourselves that absolutely is not true, right?
And oh, yes.
What do you do to help people give birth to their creativity? Because when you say the word creativity to a lot of folks, they go off and they think about, oh, I'm no Van Gogh or I'm no Picasso. We totally blow the energy and the sense of what creativity is. So how does one give birth to that? And where did that start with you?
Where did it start with me? Well, I grew up on a farm in East Tennessee, and my mother, she cooked for the farm hands. And so she had to kind of get rid of me. So she wallpapered with plain wallpaper the hallway of the old farmhouse. And she said to me, this is yours. You can do whatever you want. Now, to a little girl, that was like having the best thing ever. And so I was very creative now by filling that up. But my mother didn't realize that she had to re-wallpaper that wall every week for years. So that's how my creativity started. But creativity, like anything else, and I think maybe this is true mostly for women. I call it, by the time they get through with my workshops, it's death of the woven mask. Mm. And the death of the woven mask is the mask that things, as you said, people give to you. They say words, they give you impressions of how you should be or how you should think. And we're removing that.
Yeah.
You know, gradually and surely we're removing it. And it's a wonderful, beautiful process. Mm-hmm. It really is.
One of the things that I'm struck by is when you were given that opportunity, right? I mean, that's like an open canvas opportunity, right?
Oh, yeah.
It's like,
awesome.
Here, go do that. Can you recall sort of what went through your mind? Did you think, oh, what am I going to do? I don't know how. Give me a little sense of what that was like for you. Because I, too, remember a time like that where it wasn't quite the same situation, but it was more like, you know what? We're not around. And I used to take comic books. I was just like a phenom with comic books, right? So you could ask me about Marvel or the DC universe. And I would know that from my childhood, right? I know all the characters, all the villains, all the heroes, et cetera, right?
Right.
But I would take a paper and I didn't trace, but I would redraw those characters, right? Mm-hmm. Not exactly, but perhaps my own version. And that's what I would do. That was my happy place. What can we say to folks about, look, you've got to start the process and stop being so hard on ourselves, right?
Oh, God.
How do you help people with that?
Oh, gosh, that's a really good question, because I have to deal with that every single time. In fact, I have to deal with it with myself as well, because I just want to digress for a second.
Yes.
When I was in high school, I went to the counselor's office to get, because she was getting everybody ready for college. So I walk into Mrs. Jones's office and I sit down and she looks at me and she says, Gwen, I won't mince words. Don't even try to apply for college. You're not smart enough.
Wow.
So Mrs. Jones went with me for the rest of, for like 40 years. She colored my world.
Yeah.
So I can see when others, and everybody has had a Mrs. Jones, let's face it. I mean, you've had one, I've had one.
Absolutely.
You know, they come around, they share their ignorance, and they just love it. So, but I recognize it. I can see it. I can feel it. And sometimes I tell that story, and that kind of opens them up because they look at me where I am, and they're saying, oh, my gosh. And I say, so who is your Mrs. Jones?
Mm.
Who is your Mrs. Jones that colored your world? You know, because every time a challenge came up, I would think, oh, don't do that. You're not smart enough. You know, but because I had parents that loved me and they encouraged creativity, I was given a lot of opportunity to express that and pull it out of myself. And I use all of those tools to do it for others, because I think it's easier if you've been there. It's not a foreign thing to talk about.
It's not only not a foreign thing to talk about, but, you know, one of the things we're going to explore and continue to energize around throughout this show is one of these statements. I'm going to make it right now, and then we'll talk about it when we come back from break.
Okay.
But it's the statement that creativity is not a thing. This is now me. This is my quote. Creativity is not a thing that we have to buy, acquire, or learn. Creativity is inherent in mm-hmm. every single person.
Yes.
The minute that we take breath, if not before that. When we come back, Gwen Fox, we're going to talk about what that looks like and why children, right? You know, what is it about us when we pop out and I can't talk about what happens before we even understand about what it means to be creative, but what is it about our childlike nature if we can maintain it? Why do children paint with ease? Why do children create things that most of us can't even comprehend? Why do children fill in the blank when we come back? Gwen Fox is in the house. That's what we're doing. We're going to tell you lots about that and about the work that she's doing and how she is helping others step into the fullness of their true, authentic creativity. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
When we said goodbye, the world turned a darker shade. The dust settled down, stones changed color in the rain.
Stuck in a roundabout of dysfunction? Stop circling around difficult issues and find out what's been holding you back. Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Obert. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Obert. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyobert.com. That's drkathyobert.com.
To find answers to life's questions, you need to look within yourself. Dr. Glenna Rice brings your questionable conversations on Transformation Talk Radio each month. Tune in each month for insight into how you can live up to your full potential. Dr. Glenna is a physical therapist, certified Access Consciousness, and Access Body Class facilitator. How does it get any better than this? For more information on Dr. Glenna Rice and her work, visit glennarice.com.
Darcy Pariso is your connection to spirit, energy, and healing. You can meet Darcy in person at upcoming events throughout Seattle. Do you have questions about your animal companions, yourself, or do you desire to communicate with loved ones on the other side? Darcy will connect you and get answers. Darcy can also work with energy healing to help you and your animal companions feel more balanced and recharged. Visit darcypariso.com/events.
Calling all moms, it's time to awaken your vibrant, intuitive, loving self in every area of your life. Join host Debbie Pokornik as she shares thoughts, stories, and tools to help you stand in your power. Listen to Vibrant Powerful Moms helping everyday women create extraordinary lives, Mondays at 2:30 Pacific, 5:30 Eastern. For more information about Debbie, visit empoweringenergy.com. That's empowering with letters NRG.com.
Do you want the knowledge and wisdom to understand where spirituality, science, and psychology intersect? Then join the Karmic Path Radio Show with Tina and Laura on TransformationTalkRadio.com Thursdays at 4 p.m. Pacific. Follow this charmingly, disarmingly dynamic duo as they explore how psychic ability, spirituality, and karmic law tie together. For more information on Tina, Laura, and their groundbreaking work, visit thekarmicpath.com.
Discover the creative genius within on Creative Voice Radio with Gwen Fox each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in for a conversation that'll inspire, motivate, and empower you to share your inner vision with the world. Make the deep connection between art and spirituality to take your artistic expression beyond anything you dream possible. Say yes to fear. Say yes to the creative genius within. For more information about Creative Voice Radio and working with Gwen, visit GwenFox.com.
Oh boy, gotta love it, Benny. Thank you, B. Thank you, B. Benny, who'd you grab? Talk about creativity. Benny, who was that? Who'd you pull in right there?
That was Gianna Costa. It's Sirius or Cyrus, yeah. Featuring Belle.
Benny. Talk about getting creative with the music.
Yeah.
That's the Mr. Benny.
Thank you.
All right.
That was good. I liked
it.
Thank you.
Yeah. I can't wait till the Elton John movie comes out because we're going to do like a whole week of Elton John.
I'm down.
Oh, boy. Yep. Talk about creativity. Gwen Fox is in the house. Gwen, look, we're going to talk about this notion of creativity and confidence because those are the two C's of any sort of outcome, you know, impossibilities. But before we do that, let's talk a little bit about you. How can people find out more about you? And then also just give us an idea about some of the workshops you do.
Oh, okay. They can go to my website. It's Gwen Fox at, oh no, I'm giving you my email, gwenfox.com. you can also email me at gwenfox@msn.com. I mean, I don't mind. I would love it. But you can reach me. You can see all the workshops there. And they're all held at my studio here in Taos, New Mexico. And we have an absolute ball. I even cook dinner for you on Thursday night. It's a sit-down dinner. It's awesome. But I'm doing one on color, neutrals, color, and design. Doing one on coal wax. If, you know, coal wax is huge. Coal wax and mark making. Doing one on abstraction and abstracting the figure.
Wow. Look, this is all part of, first of all, your passion, your purpose, your calling. But it does start in the beginning. And I want to go back for a little bit and talk about a comment I made before the break. And that comment had to do with us as children.
Right.
You know, I don't know for sure, but I would think that if you ask people about that first step that a child takes, child doesn't say, well, can I actually take the step? Do I think it? Do I doubt it? Do I believe it? No, They are so all about taking that step. I think it's one of the purest forms of courage and confidence that we can watch in a human being, that moment where that child does that. The other part of it is, in observation of that, Gwen, child gets up, walks, falls down, gets up, walks, falls down. I don't know that I've seen many young children get up, fall down, and not want to get up again. So talk about this level and this, the relationship. And by the way, those babies are highly creative in how they figure out how to get up, right?
They do. They are. They
are. So talk about, look, creativity and confidence. Those to me are two peas in a pod.
They are.
How do they work together?
Well, they work together because they have to work together. But okay, let's take a child. Now think back on your memory of that beautiful box of crayons. Oh my gosh, the smell, the colors, and there, and all of a sudden you didn't know which color to pick because they were all perfect. But then you get a bunch of children in a room and say, let's paint or let's color. They're not looking at the next door, their friend, right? They're saying, I wonder if their painting is going to be better than mine. No, they don't even care. And you know why they don't care? Because it's going to be a refrigerator painting. You know, and mom and dad are going to put it up on the refrigerator and they're going to be so happy. So confidence, though, comes because you have success. And these kids then have success at the beginning. So the fact that it's up on the refrigerator, they send it to their aunt or uncle or whatever it is, that's success to them. And having people ooh and ah over this, it's fabulous.
When I think about this, and I just had a moment as I'm thinking about that idea of, because what you just said is important for us to talk about. Here we are. We step out in the creative universe. Mm-hmm. We do something. Not only do something, but we have a sense that once we do it, it will be displayed. Oh my gosh, isn't this like a worst nightmare for so many people, right? I mean, how many people have you talked to that say, and I'm one of them, right? I don't think Linda was able to find that in my sketch pad, but I'm one of them where I had a moment where I sketched these things and then took that thing and put it in the closet, right? But can you imagine this the beauty of these children when they step out and they actually express themselves in confidence? And then what is the worst nightmare for most people is the thing gets displayed. What happens after that, though? Because here we are, and I'm not saying that this is true for everybody, but here we are, we go through these things, which you would think builds confidence. But when it comes to creativity, something else must happen.
Well, I could tell you one of the things that happens adults are really, we're weird because when it comes to creativity, we look at the children. Okay, their child or their grandchild, they can just paint and do these wonderful things. So then they decide to take a workshop and they get in there and all of a sudden what's in the mind doesn't go out through the hand. They get so upset. But here's the mentality of adults. They take a workshop. They want in maybe 6 months to be at the MoMA museum. You know, and if they took tennis lessons and had never, ever played tennis, they would never expect to play Wimbledon in 6 months. But adults do for creativity because it seems easy because they watch children do it. And it's not that it isn't easy. It's that you have to go within. And that's something we don't do.
Yeah.
And you're right, though, on that being afraid that it's being displayed, because when you show your paintings or anything that you've produced, it's like stepping out on stage without any clothes on.
Yeah.
It's scary.
Yeah. It is so scary. But yet, and this is the thing I want to talk about with you, there's this inner part of us, this inner let me call it a conflict. This inner conflict between the part of our ego that wants us to fully step out, fully express, whether it be through art or voice or any other way, and the other part that says you're not good enough to do it, don't you dare. If you step out there, that is a scary place. Those two sides, I'm not saying it's that black and white, but those two sides of ourselves sometimes can be in constant battle, trying to beat the other at it. And most people don't step out. You know, the side that produces doubt and insecurity wins. Why is that?
Because it's scarier to do. It's like it is so scary to step out and get out of that comfort zone. You don't want to do that. You're comfortable. Why should you do that? So, you know, I tell my students, I say, are you comfortable? And they'll say, yes. I say, is life comfortable? They'll say, yes. Mm. I said, do you really want to be a very good artist? They said, yes. I said, don't be comfortable.
Mm.
Don't be comfortable. That is your worst enemy. It takes, to get confidence, in my opinion, I think confidence is a really hard thing to grab hold of because it's kind of like a concept. It's, okay, I can pick up this pen and I've got it in my hand. It's something, but I can't pick up confidence. And so I think that's another reason that it's really hard to grab hold on.
Yeah.
But there are, in my opinion, there are several things. There's a couple of things that you have to do. You have to have the courage to step out of your little comfort zone. So you've got the courage, but then once you step out of that zone, you've got to then take action. And when you step out and you take action, you are rewarded with confidence. And that to me is the key right there. That's the little step. But then the other key is, how in the world do you keep it?
You're right about it, because you know it's one thing to take that first step and step out, right?
Which children don't mind, they just step out, but adults have a barrier. We we want to analyze everything first.
I want to do this. I want to take a short break. When we come back, one of the things I want to talk about with you is really look at the exploration of creativity that moves beyond what most people listening to the show might think. And what I mean by that is, as we think about being creative, as we think about, you know, who and how to show up, you must ask yourself, how do people that we know in our culture, people like J.K. Rowling, people like Michael Jordan, how do these people talk about their essence and journey of creativity? Are they fearless? Have they always been? Are they overcome and taken, possessed by aliens? What is it? What is it about these folks? Whether it's J.K. Rowling, Michael Jordan, Oprah, what is it about these folks? Do they go through the same things that we're talking about today? And then what about this idea all over the pop culture right now of just being okay? Mm-hmm. Are we able to really do something without thinking about whether or not other people are going to judge, talk, comment, dissuade, or anything else in that? And yes, we are going to talk about the F word, one of the most used words in our language. And it's not what you think. We'll be right back.
Discover the creative genius within on Creative Voice Radio with Gwen Fox each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in for a conversation that'll inspire, motivate, and empower you to share your inner vision with the world. Make the deep connection between art and spirituality to take your artistic expression beyond anything you dream possible. Say yes to fear. Say yes to the creative genius within. For more information about Creative Voice Radio and working with Gwen, visit gwenfox.com.
Do you want the knowledge and wisdom to understand where spirituality, science, and psychology intersect? Then join the Karmic Path Radio Show with Tina and Laura on TransformationTalkRadio.com Thursdays at 4 p.m. Pacific. Follow this charmingly, disarmingly dynamic duo as they explore how psychic ability, spirituality, and karmic law tie together. For more information on Tina, Laura, and their groundbreaking work, visit thekarmicpath.com.
Imagine that you can create anything you choose. Literally, imagine it. Join us to explore the neuroscience of imagination, intention, and ClearSpeak. Tune in to ClearSpeak Talk Radio with Dr. Ned Wolf on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Every fourth Friday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern, as she explores how your inner dialogue, your conversations, and the words you choose to use can help set goals you keep, achieve greater health and resources, and feel the ease and flow of loving your life. For more information, visit JeanetteWolf.com.
If you have a sense that you are meant for more, join Heather Allison every third Tuesday at noon Pacific as she explores an ancient, forgotten energy within us and helps us access our original archetypal blueprint. The Golden Path will help you remember the key to unlocking your life, love, success, and magic you were meant for. A key to unlocking your Golden Path. Visit heather-allison.com.
Have you ever wondered if there's a way to heal the deep, hidden inner issues, wounds, beliefs, and traumas? The Journey into Spiritual Healing engages people in all areas of their lives to heal themselves and others. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Dr. Jaffe brings conversations of healing of body, mind, and spirit as he merges the excellence of traditional medicine with the beauty of spiritual healing. For more information about Dr. Jaffe, this show, and his work, visit drjaffemd.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Welcome back. Creative Voice Radio. Gwen Fox is here. I'm Dr. Pat. I get to take this part of the journey with her. We're talking about what does it mean to discover your creative genius within. And, you know, throughout this radio show, as you're going to hear lots more from Gwen, this is a conversation that Gwen's bringing to the forefront, because part of the journey is to really look at and be able to help others truly step into their full nature of who they are. You know, even when most of us walk around thinking we don't have any talent, we don't have any skill, you know, we're not creative at all. I mean, you could hear that voice inside of yourself over and over and over again. And, you know, part of it is fully understanding that there's a depth and a breadth to who we are. That's what Gwen does. Gwen, you know, I just want to, before we talk about, you know, get into this, people can find out more about Gwen going to her website, GwenFox.com. GwenFox.com. Look, Gwen, let's talk about this.
Okay.
Artists, confidence, does it come? Yep. Does it go? But the F word that I was referring to is the word failure. When I started my show 15 years ago, my tagline question was, what would you do if you knew you could not fail? And I got so much grief from that, from people in the New Thought community that wanted me to change the question. And I said, I can't change the question because that is actually what I think. What would you do if you knew you could not fail? So where does fear of failure, what role does that play?
It is a mammoth role. It's because of the expectation that we have of ourselves. We do not want to fail. And it all depends on different people's life circumstances. I had one lady who didn't want to really create because she was in a society that would not have allowed that to happen. So there again, that's the woven mask that we wear. And, you know, failure is just part of it. It's a good thing. I tell my students, I want to see fabulous failures because you can get them out and then we get to the good stuff. And that's the same with It's the same with painting. It's the same with writing. It's quilt making. It's anything you do. Creativity is in all sessions, everything. And so, J.K. Rowling said this, it is impossible to live without failing at something. Unless you live so cautiously that you might as well not have lived at all, in which case you have failed by default.
Mm.
I know. So embrace your failures because they're teaching you something. We never get anywhere. Think about this. Have you ever grown in just the good times? No, you haven't. Because it's too comfortable. You grow in times when you're challenged, when you've got to think different, you got to think deeper, and you got to look at yourself a little bit differently. Yeah.
Well, how do we do that? Let's talk about that in the context of the work that you do with others, because people come, they come to your beautiful space. They get to, you know, bask in that level of creativity, that level of support you provide, and become transformed. You know, this is what is so cool about this, is that you have been on both sides of the coin. You know what it's like to really look at yourself and ask, wow, can I really do this? And then step out and say, how is it that I'm going to be able to help others? And then you do it. And so there are both sides of this, you know, that you have experienced. What do you find is the key to closing down? Everybody says it's a still small voice of doubt. It's not. Doubt is not a still small voice.
No,
it is like a megaphone.
I have one. I have a committee. And so they're there to, but you know, I look at my committee and that doubt that's there, and I just embrace it because it's there to really protect me. But the way I take people through the process is, number one, I tell them upfront, this is a safe environment. I welcome failure. Like, I want you to be able to fail so that I can help you through it. You know, it can be, okay, let me use myself as an example. I am not a writer, and I'm writing a book, you know? And I've always thought words have never been my friend. So I've had to step forward and say to myself and say, I'm writing this book because I have a lot to say. I have done all of the mistakes. So my whole deal with this is to help people not make those mistakes so they can move forward faster, which to me is, that's key.
Yeah. You know, when we talk about move forward faster, you know, what people say is really the critic and the judge that comes out immediately, because, you know, we say, oh, like, what does that look like? Am I going to ever be like Gwen Fox? But one of the things that we have to acknowledge is that part of what you and I are talking about in the body of work you do, we meet people where they are.
Yes.
Yeah, I work with people every day. And one of the first things out of their mouth, the first time we meet is, I don't know how to do a radio show. I'm not going to be any good at it. You know, what makes you think that I could do this, right? And then you engage in a process where you're now helping other people fully express themselves, fully become who they are. But when we now think about even moving beyond that, and I want to get right to this too, is this idea of failure. I'm not saying that every sketch I've ever done, I've even liked. But how about you? Have you ever created something? I mean, clearly in the world of art, it's like the world of food. The minute that you create a recipe and you put it out there, somebody's looking at it. Somebody's tasting it. Somebody's telling you what they like and they don't
you
like.
You got it, girl.
The nuances of, oh, too much basil. Really? Out of everything I just did with this. Have you been subjected to that? And what do you do with that, Gwen?
Well, you know, I did a whole, in fact, it's on YouTube, because I didn't really realize it was on YouTube. Somebody put it on there because I had a gal the other day say, thank you so much for that, is that I did a process of started a painting. It was turning out great. I loved it. And I ruined it. And I flat ruined it. But I went ahead and did all of the video because I think it's important for people to know that even those that are in galleries and so forth, we have failures all the time.
Yeah.
So I took this entire process. I took them through the painful part, the real painful part. And then I took them out by saying, this is how I finished the painting because I turned it around. But guess what? I didn't know if I was going to be able to. And there are a lot that I have that I haven't.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, it's part of what we're talking about is we're talking about how to rebound, how to come back, how to get back in touch with that, which is the truth that we know. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to talk about what do artists do? You know, how do they look at their work? How do they move beyond that? And what does it mean to keep confidence high? What does it take to get confidence, courage, action, all of the above? When we come back, we're going to talk about that and what Gwen Fox has created to help others stand truly in their creative power. Yes, it is creative power. Say that. I am a creatively powerful person. Yeah, you are. Let's take a short break. We'll be right back.
The truth is funny. Shift Happens with Colette Marie Steffen is excited to welcome Karen Benton as a monthly guest host. Tune in on the third Wednesday of each month at 8 a.m. Pacific time to regain confidence and trust in your capacity to create change in your life, your health, your family, and your well-being. Karen Benton is a mother, nurse practitioner, certified body talk practitioner, Franklin Method instructor, and owner of Limitless Living LLC. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
Are you ready for unfiltered gratitude, unfiltered frequency, and unfiltered creation? Then don't miss Mike Murphy Unfiltered on TransformationTalkRadio.com Thursday from 12 to 2 Pacific Time as Mike Murphy and a cast of powerful guests discuss and demonstrate the principles and practices of the creation frequency. Tune in to unleash the power of your mind. Open the immense energy of the heart to manifest an awesome life filled with true health, wealth, confidence, gratitude, and joy. Unfiltered truth and unfiltered frequency to uncover and let go of limiting beliefs and access your powerful intentions that resonate out into the universe with Mike Murphy Unfiltered. For more information on Mike and his work, visit his website at MikeMurphyUnfiltered.com.
Discover the creative genius within on Creative Voice Radio with Gwen Fox each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in for a conversation that'll inspire, motivate, and empower you to share your inner vision with the world. Make the deep connection between art and spirituality to take your artistic expression beyond anything you dream possible. Say yes to fear. Say yes to the creative genius within. For more information about Creative Voice Radio and working with Gwen, visit GwenFox.com.
Did you know that when working with the law of attraction, it's beneficial to share your longings with a supportive tribe who can assist in maintaining accountability and hold the creative space for your desires to manifest? I'm Autumn Seibel, host of Golden Auger Radio, where the metaphysical meets the mainstream. Join me each month at the new and full moon to plant your seeds of abundance, consciously tend to your intentions throughout the lunar phases, then harvest the fruits of your co-creation with the universe in my Lunar Manifestations members-only forum. Your tribe is waiting for you at goldenotter.us.
Celebrating 40 years of peace through music. Dr. Pat Basile is thrilled to be partnering with Dudley and Dean Evanson, co-founders of Soundings of the Planet. Music and video created for peace and healing. Immerse yourself in benefits of music for meditation, relaxation, and stress reduction. This peaceful and meditative form of music is available for free on all streaming services. Search Dean Evanson on Spotify, Pandora, Amazon, and iTunes, or visit soundings.com for more information.
Everybody, welcome back. Welcome back. Gwen Fox is in the house. Go to gwenfox.com. We are talking about creativity today. And, you know, we're going to be talking about lots more. But, you know, this is a conversation that for many of you that are listening, you're probably saying to yourself, yeah, I'm not like an artist. I'm not an artist. What has this got to do with me? So here's what it is. Creativity, every aspect of every minute of every day is a moment where creativity shows up. We just don't recognize it. You know, we don't recognize it even in the fact that we turn on our smartphones and we do something there. Today, we're talking about how to continue the flow of creativity. That's our birthright. You know, what is it about us that would have us not show up in our true nature? And, you know, Gwen, we're talking about a lot of things here today, but one of the things that you do is you help people get and keep confidence. You have this way that you do it. You refer to it as CACC. Let's talk about that and talk about how that pushes through, overcomes, or moves beyond our fear-based view of ourselves.
Okay, CACC is something that I came up with because I think this is exactly what it takes to get the confidence and then keep it. Because getting it is one thing, keeping it is another. And that's really the hard part, because when you're down, it's hard to get back up and still have the confidence. So we've gone over the other is, first we start out with courage, which takes us to action, and those two give you confidence. Okay, now, how do you keep it? Mm-hmm. And you keep it because of commitment. And commitment is the same thing as your why. Why are you creating? Why are you writing? Why are you anything? Why are you sculpting? You know, why are you in an office writing all of these fabulous things? It doesn't, whatever it is, what's your why? That's commitment. Because when things get really tough, it's your commitment and your why is going to bring you back. It's going to bring you back to, oh, that's right. I love doing this. This is my life. And I want to do this. You bounce back. But without it, you don't.
Yeah. You know, what you're talking about is so important. I had a little bout yesterday of lack of confidence, and actually it was really to the point where it affected me emotionally in a really short period of time. And I was doing something I love. Now, I really thought about that as I prepared for this show, and you just nailed it. The word commitment is so powerful that almost every research study that is done uses commitment as an outcome. And this part of it, the idea of commitment, is also a word that people don't want to hear. I mean,
how often people say,
oh my God, don't say that word, right?
That's right.
Why do we misunderstand what commitment means? What does that mean to you?
Well, I think commitment means standing up for something. It's putting yourself out there and saying, you have no idea how hard it is for artists to say, I'm an artist, you know, and it's hard, because what it does is it's like, I've committed myself. I have put myself out there as a person that's an artist, or I'm a scientist. you know, whatever. It's hard to sometimes say that word and be committed to it. You know, I don't know. I don't know if I have time to tell a little story or not.
Go ahead. Tell the story.
All right. I had a student of Gil Morgan, and she's from Canada, and she came into the workshop. She did these paintings, and they were very quirky, and meaning that they were just totally different. I loved them. She did not have any confidence. She said, no. Nobody's going to like these, but I just love doing them. So I coached her for a year, and finally I said, Gil, it is time for you to fly. And she says, oh no, because she knew that meant having a show. Putting herself out there to tell people she was an artist. Well, she did it. It took her a while to do it, but she did it. And she had like 45 framed paintings, and she had maybe 30 some odd in sleeves with that were shrink wrapped and matted. She sold 42 framed pieces that night and 30 some odd shrink wrap pieces. She could not believe it, but people loved her work. But she then, you know, it was unbelievable to her. And it was so, the light bulb and the sun just glowed because she had discovered who she was. She let go of all of that disbelief. And it was just so fabulous.
When you tell a story like that, Gwen, I'll tell you what happens. What you're doing and what others also are tapping into is an invitation for us to take that first step.
Yes.
That doesn't mean that we're going to get everything generated at one time, although people have that experience. What it means is that we now get to experience a new sense of freedom. And
yes.
I want to talk about that today. I know we've got a couple of minutes left. There's a new sense of freedom when we allow creativity to show up in anything we do. And yet the work that you do and how you help people do that, we have to face ourselves on a regular basis. So let me ask you this. I want to know, first of all, I want to thank you for everything you're doing. And I wonder what we could say today to folks to say, look, you're perfect exactly as you are. What we're talking about is allowing that energy within you, that creative force, to express. What do you want to share with folks in bringing this home today?
Well, number one, I know their biggest thing is failure. And failure is an event. It is not personal. If they could only remember it's an event, it's not personal. I would like for them to embrace this fear of not being enough. Oh, I couldn't do that. I don't do that. I can't do that. But over and over and over. Embrace it. Love it. And then you can let go of it, because you can let go of something that you've embraced.
Mm.
You know? So that's what, I mean, I love this topic. I love seeing the light bulb come on in people's eyes and their heart and know that they are more than they ever thought they could be.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much for everything you do. Please tell folks the website they could go to. And then also please let folks know how they can sign up and find out more about your classes.
Okay. It's GwenFox.com. That's GwenFox.com. And you could go on and read about the workshops. Please feel free to email me questions if you have them, because I would love to answer them and meet you. That would be awesome.
Mm. Thank you so much. Gwen Fox, everybody, you're going to hear a lot more from Gwen. We're going to take a short break. We're not done yet. We've got more coming. For those of you that are watching on Facebook Live, hop over to transformationtalkradio.com. That's where our show is going to be. Stay tuned, everybody. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to Creative Voice Radio with Gwen Fox. Discover the creative voice within. Tune in monthly as Gwen joins Dr. Pat making the connection between art and spirituality. Dare to dream big and say yes to the things you fear. For more information about Gwen Fox or to listen to this show, visit gwenfox.com.